Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Rules for Radicals, A Practical Primer for Realistic Radicals is a 1971 nonfiction manual on community organizing by Saul D. Alinsky, a prominent American organizer who worked for decades in low-income communities. Written as a guide for new activists, the book is not a manifesto in the abstract sense but a field handbook for people trying to build power from below. Its central concern is how groups without institutional advantage can organize effectively inside democratic society rather than outside it. Alinsky contrasts realistic radicalism with rhetorical radicalism, arguing that durable change depends on strategy, discipline, communication, and the ability to exploit openings in existing systems. The book is structured as a practical primer, with lessons on the organizer's mindset, the ethics of means and ends, and the tactical realities of confrontation, negotiation, and public pressure. Because of this, it has remained influential in political organizing, advocacy, and movement strategy, while also attracting criticism for its hard-edged view of conflict and power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Alinsky defines radicalism as practical organizing, not pure ideology. A major contribution of the book is its distinction between realistic radicals and rhetorical radicals. Alinsky argues that anger alone is not enough to produce change. Activists must understand the social terrain, the interests at stake, and the limits of what can be done at a given moment. This makes the book less about abstract political theory than about usable political judgment. The organizer is expected to work with actual communities, not imagined audiences, and to build influence through concrete institutions, relationships, and pressure points. That approach also explains why Alinsky resists ideological purity. He does not treat doctrine as the main engine of movement success. Instead, he values adaptability and local intelligence. Because different communities require different methods, the practical effect is that the organizer must translate moral outrage into structured action. In this framework, radicalism means using whatever lawful leverage exists to reshape power, not simply denouncing the system from the outside. Secondly, the organizer as a strategist who creates issues and builds power. The book gives special attention to the organizer rather than the movement alone. Alinsky presents the organizer as someone who must first create or clarify issues, because people rarely mobilize effectively around vague dissatisfaction. Problems have to be made visible, specific, and actionable. That requires listening carefully, identifying shared grievances, and turning scattered frustrations into collective purpose. The organizer is also responsible for building confidence among people who feel powerless. This is a political task as much as a psychological one, because Alinsky believes people will not act unless they believe action can matter. His emphasis on power is therefore central organizations succeed when they can assemble enough pressure to make opponents respond. The organizer is not merely a speaker or protest leader, but a planner who helps a community recognize its leverage. This emphasis makes the book distinct from inspirational activism writing, since it treats power building as a disciplined craft grounded in patience, framing, and repeated contact with ordinary people. Thirdly, tactics matter more than fixed doctrine in Alinsky's model. One of the book's most durable ideas is its insistence that tactics should fit the moment rather than follow a rigid formula. Alinsky repeatedly warns against relying on outdated methods simply because they once worked elsewhere. For him, effective organizing depends on creativity, timing, and local conditions. This is why the book became known for its tactical realism. It encourages organizers to think in terms of pressure, surprise, disruption, and visibility, but always in ways shaped by context. The famous idea of selecting a target and sharpening public conflict reflects this tactical mindset. The point is not conflict for its own sake, but creating a clear political field in which people can see where power lies. That can involve protest, boycott, ridicule, media attention, or negotiation, depending on what is available. The broader lesson is that movements fail when they confuse principle with method. Alinsky separates the goal from the means of reaching it, arguing that strategy must stay flexible if activists want to remain effective under changing conditions. Fourthly, language, humor, and public perception are tools of political pressure. Alinsky treats communication as a core organizing tool rather than a secondary skill. He pays close attention to how words frame conflict, how symbols shape group identity, and how public perception can be moved. The organizer must not only build a base, but also define the issue in a way that ordinary people can understand and remember. This is why humor, satire, and ridicule matter in the book. Alinsky sees them as ways of destabilizing opponents and making power look less absolute. He also understands that public attention can amplify local struggles, especially when a movement can dramatize injustice in a clear and memorable way. The book therefore connects organizing with performance, media awareness, and message discipline. Yet this is not mere publicity seeking. The point is to make hidden power relations visible and to pressure institutions by shaping the public environment around them. In this sense, communication is not decoration on top of politics. It is one of the main arenas in which political conflict is fought and won. Lastly, the book's ethics of means and ends remain its most controversial feature. Rules for Radicals is often discussed because of its unapologetic treatment of ethics. Alinsky does not frame politics as a simple contest between good and evil. Instead, he argues that people already living under unequal power cannot afford moral abstraction detached from results. This leads to his practical view of means and ends, where tactics are judged by whether they are effective, lawful, and appropriate to the situation. That position has made the book controversial, since critics see it as morally slippery or overly utilitarian. Supporters, however, see a realistic recognition that marginalized groups are rarely served by idealized moral language alone. The book does not simply celebrate manipulation. It tries to show how powerless people can respond to entrenched institutions without pretending the struggle is clean or symmetrical. This ethical tension is part of what makes the book endure. It offers not just advice about protest, but a hard question about what fairness means when power is unequal. Readers are forced to confront whether political effectiveness and moral purity can be fully reconciled in real social Sangharsh. In conclusion, Rules for Radicals is best suited for readers interested in community organizing, political strategy, social movements, and the practical dynamics of power. It is especially useful for activists, nonprofit leaders, local campaigners, students of political communication, and anyone trying to understand how grassroots pressure actually works in democratic systems. The book offers more than slogans or theory. It provides a compact, experience-based account of how people with limited resources can organize, choose targets, shape public attention, and force institutions to respond. Its main value is intellectual as well as practical, because it treats politics as a field of strategy, adaptation, and leverage, rather than as a matter of moral declaration alone. What makes it stand out among books on activism is its unsentimental tone. Alinsky writes as an organizer, not as a theorist of ideal society, and that gives the book a concrete tactical quality that many movement texts lack. At the same time, its controversial ethic of conflict keeps it relevant as a source of debate about power, persuasion, and the limits of reform. If you would like to support Saul D. Alinsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.